The dragonfly. I stop on a hill on the beat of August where we were young. I bring drinks like the laughing teeth of Dufu's girls on horseback, whose hair is perfumed penance of a single morning. Branded on a ceaseless sky, I see the soul may have no end in space. Weathers transmuted in our blood, and our blood's weathers, pollen all backlit, silent, streaming. Stars crying quietly in a blacked out room. There are deserts around the mountains, evergreens on top, interspersed with clouds. We will embrace and eat together again, find our amplification and focus in cellos and lilies waltzing on walls. In a blur like metal whose singed design sinks it, I recall a dragonfly's rasping honeycombs half knocked out. The collapsed ashen bough, swathed in dusty filaments, braining itself on the parking garage's long fluorescence. And I look up into an X-ray of a profusion of escapes. Black star in the snow, whose irregular arteries salute a singular devotion. Hands whose few small windows still charred, disintegrate. I hold up a cardboard box I'm carrying to the trash, and immediately it alights. Then I could let it go out under the open night. The burnt frame of a hunter swoops to the sun-sunk paradigm. Outline who searches inks of dawn for a horizon. The sun will be his brother, flesh, and he will become a silver garland on the sea air. Gold star over brown hair, who, tanned, sees hailstorms. I think of the bright dollops of saffron sea oats twisting in the strand of the Atlantic for no good reason, except it was where I was born, and the frosty unraveling of loggerheads birthing the papery lights of our latest summer.